Hey ladies, it's Charlie O and Lola, and we're the Shady Ladies. We're a couple of love coaches that love to sit on the patio, drink champagne, and talk about sex and love and relationships with no shame. We're here to help you to keep it exciting.
Today we're having Kayleen here to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly on online dating. Hi, Kayleen.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, we're so excited
to hear. We appreciate picking your brain. And
oh, yes. You know, I have a lot to share. A
lot to share, yeah.
I know you've told us, this is why we had you come here, is that you've had some pretty good experiences, some pretty crazy experiences, and some pretty crazy experiences. So we are excited and want to hear all this. So how long have you been doing this online dating?
Well, I've actually been single for 15 years.
Oh, yeah, you got a little bit of experience there.
So I just decided that I was going to venture out and see. It was actually during the pandemic to see what was, you know, there was no way to go out and meet anybody. So I decided I would do the online dating. There are so many apps. It's overwhelming to begin with. So you really have to decide what it is you're looking for, because if you sign up on one app that's just completely not what you're looking for, either you're not going to get any results, or you're going to get results that are going to be completely not what you're looking for, or it's just a waste of time, 100%.
Don't want
to
do that.
So there's Match. There's the ones that you're looking for to get married.
Okay, yeah.
And that's going to be more on the Match side.
Mm-hmm.
So I did sign up on Match,
mm-hmm.
but my thing was that I don't personally, I'm not looking for marriage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a companion, a friend, friend with benefits.
And that's that is so important to define that for yourself. Yeah. So I definitely think that everyone needs to decide, what do you want? So
yes.
Then that way you're not disappointed, they're not disappointed, and you're just upfront with that.
Exactly.
And doesn't it cost, is it expensive?
It is fairly expensive.
Okay.
So the thing with Match is that when I put on there that I was not looking for marriage, I was not looking for series, I've had very few responses.
Right.
There have been some,
mm-hmm.
and mostly when they are, they're like, wow, it's nice to see somebody on here who isn't looking to get married,
right.
or
right.
you know, the full-time commitment. So
mm-hmm.
it's
so you
just
found maybe that one wasn't the best.
That was not my best option because I was not looking for marriage. But if you are looking for marriage, that is a very good option.
Match.com.
People have very good success on Match.com.
Yeah,
if you're looking for a friendship, dating, I have been on Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also, it's more of a quick interaction website, dating online site, more so than Match, where you may send someone a message and you'll get a response in the next, you know, couple days or something.
Okay.
Plenty of Fish is much more instantaneous. But when I put the same exact, what I'm looking for on Plenty
like
of Fish,
like your profile.
The difference in the responses were insane.
Yeah, so night and day difference for
yes.
you.
Yes, so when I put on the Plenty of Fish one, within 5 days, there were 235 people that were interested.
That would keep you busy.
Holy, whoa.
But that's where it's overwhelming, where it's not real. So do you want what's real? Like the few that you get on Match or whatever, or do you want to have to go through 235 pictures and see what's real and what's not real?
I'm naive to this, but is there like a, or is there a certain range of like from where they live at? Like
you can set your parameters. So
okay.
You can set your age limits. You can set your distance. You can set, I mean, pretty much it's how far away and what the ages are.
Okay.
I mean, I think, or if they want, you know, if someone has kids or if you don't want kids stuff like that. So you definitely have, they'll put you in that group of online dating pool of people.
Nice.
But you also have to be extremely diligent in looking through each person's profile and just, sad to say, evaluating what what it says and if it is truthful or not truthful.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a lot of non-truths in online dating, because you could basically be whoever you want to be,
right,
and say whatever you want to say,
right?
Yes.
And there's it's all social media. Anything on the social, you don't have to do. You know, you get away with stuff that you wouldn't normally get away with.
Unless it would only be until you actually meet that person.
That's correct.
And then that would be that's right. So that's why I don't understand why anybody would want to lie about, like, when their age. I mean, give or take a little bit, and their what they look like, because then. Like, then you have to, I mean, if you, what if that?
Yeah, at some point you're going to meet them and all the truth will come out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And there are times where it's been pretty shocking, let me tell you.
Someone doesn't look like their
you
profile.
You see their picture and then they're like, you're like, okay, that's not so bad, or that looks all right, you know, like that person. And then they send you a, like, current picture and you're like, okay.
Then, why post the photo that doesn't even look like you?
Yeah,
that's like just.
And it's very, the thing about it is that I feel with me, mine are very just like real pictures, where I've seen others very staged. So I guess it's just like, what are you looking for? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a good rule of thumb would be, you know, one or two staged photos out of 10. Most of them should all be.
And a staged photo might be where you're in.
You're posing.
Yeah.
Right? Or you're in front of it. Museum.
That's right. You know? Or at the beach, you know, somewhere where you're not.
Beach. Yeah. Where you're not. Yeah.
On vacation and you're. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a selfie.
Yes.
Yeah. Do not overdo your selfies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks a little desperate.
It does. 100%.
It does. Yes.
So,
as far as good dating, as so you're saying Plenty of Fish has kind of been the one that you've been using the most?
Only because of what my parameters on what I'm looking for to have somebody who. And to have somebody just to go out with every now and then and have
friendship.
Have,
not a long term commitment.
Yeah, whatever that
very simple.
Okay, great.
No baggage, no drama.
We get questions about hookups, friends with benefits. Is that a good site, you think?
That's like, and unfortunately, that is probably more so one of these sites.
Okay.
Okay.
There are ones that you, when you're out, Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
Bumble
is more geolocation.
Is location. So if you're at a location and you get on your app, you're going to see people who are
Bumble,
out in your same location.
Oh, and then you can just hook up with them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
That's like an immediate.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. I need to read up on this, people.
It is confusing.
Yes. So. As far as your experience, so best date ever so far? Do you have kind of a story?
Actually, what's interesting is a lot of times it's, you just have to be careful. I think it's most important to just kind of like meet in a
safe space.
Yes, and I've actually learned a lot, because what I would have considered a safe space, I've been told has not been a safe space.
Oh, goodness.
And so I was surprised, because I thought, if you met somebody at a park, that it was a safe space.
Oh, because you were outside or something.
Well, is this COVID? This is during COVID, right?
I just thought it was a safe place. It was
period,
because it's in public.
Yes, it was in the public. It was, but I've heard that's a big no-no.
Yeah, can be. Yeah,
because somebody could put you in their vehicle and
car.
Yeah,
no one would hear you.
That's why you don't meet people at Craigslist to swap the, like, to buy something.
Yeah, it's the same situation. And I'm learning. I've made mistakes. I'm learning as I go along. Luckily, my mistakes have been harmless.
Yeah.
But I've questioned my sanity when I've left. I've been like, what on earth?
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't tell the truth.
Right.
They tell you what they think you would want to hear.
Yeah.
And then when you actually meet them, then the baggage comes out.
The true person.
I was in, you know, like, this is my story. I'm
I'm
actually not divorced. Or
I mean, there's
all
sorts of stories.
I know so many people who have met people online, and they say they're divorced, but they're not.
Right.
And there are some sites out there. We would love to share some links and things like that to provide for ways to keep you safe. And ways to, you know, sort of.
I think the only way to keep yourself safe in this situation in online dating is do your due diligence.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. There is no other way, unfortunately, and we have to, you just can't believe anything unless you've done your own research. And it's sad because dating in online has become a research-based situation. Yeah. You have to.
We have to be.
Yeah.
And there are sites. They're paid sites, but you can find out some basic information from their phone number.
Every state has a repository, which you enter in their name.
It's all public.
Public information that you can find on people. Mm-hmm. Actually, from what I've heard is if you just take a person's name and you enter into Google, you will see some sort of footprint. Mm-hmm. If you don't see some sort of a footprint of this person ever existing, they don't exist.
Yeah, that's kind of scary too.
So you're saying like red flags.
You have to make sure everything you do has... you have to go into it as almost as sadly to say when you're going on online dating is you have to go with the expectation that you might, you go in looking for what you hope you don't find.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe you have to because you meet somebody you like and then they tell you a few weeks later that they're moving to Boise. They're not actually in Idaho or they're not actually in your state or they're...
Yeah, so, or they travel, you know, for work. And
they'll
be home next week.
That's
and they
right,
don't get
exactly.
And that can be very disappointing for someone who doesn't want a long-term or a long-distance relationship because they've already maybe been in one, found it didn't really work for them.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just becomes it's just a trusting thing, you know, you have to...
Exactly.
You want to... If you're looking for online dating, you're not looking for someone in another state.
Yeah.
You're pretty much, you want someone who it's
unless you're ready to move there and want to know somebody before. I mean, I'm just saying, I totally agree with you. Yeah. So.
I mean, most of it's a little bit more of an immediate gratification type situation online dating.
Right.
Well, and right now, because of now COVID's kind of getting done, you know, before I'm sure there was a lot more this kind of talking, you know, on the phone or, you know, like, or via text or whatever, and now people are actually starting to have to, you know, now they're getting out and meeting people. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a total game changer because, you know, people that are not comfortable face to face.
Well, you're going to find out if they're truthful or not.
Exactly. Right.
It's going to come. Before it was a lot easier to not to fabricate a story and keep that story going because you couldn't meet that person or you couldn't do certain things. Now you have the ability to call that out right away and say, you know, let's meet for coffee within a couple days or whatever. So you're not wasting valuable time on somebody who has ulterior motives.
Right. Right. So what about maybe like video dating, especially during COVID? Did you find that maybe a video chat?
I didn't do too much of that. Most of it was just there's apps, you know, you do WhatsApp or you do just chatting. I didn't do too much of the video, but I think that's a super smart way, like extremely important.
Yeah, because I mean,
in hindsight, you know, is always 20/20 and something like that. But absolutely, because if they're not going to want a video chat or they don't want to talk on the phone, red flags
that's
galore.
A red flag. Okay.
I mean, you know, who doesn't want to see the person that you're talking
to? Right,
right,
right. Yeah.
Well, and I think during COVID, there was, you know, such a need for interaction and connection. And so I would think that the video calls would be booming, you know, kind of like how it took off with work, right?
I agree.
It took off at the...
Well, everything's on WhatsApp. All those apps that you chat on have the option to make a call.
Perfect.
Right from there.
Okay.
Or a video call.
Or a video. Do they have video?
Video call, I mean. So it's just like, right there. Same thing with, most of them all have the option to be videoed right away.
Right.
And so that's a red flag.
You can meet for coffee right over a video.
I mean, you know, they're...
I think some people were doing... A lot of people were doing that.
With wine, like, you know, a date.
Yeah, COVID. Yeah. When it was
happy
during,
hour.
Yeah,
happy hour. You know, we did that happy hour.
That's yes. So now it's just a matter of that you have the ability to meet that person quicker, though, and not maybe waste time on the communicating for sure, but... It's you don't have as much time invested in it as it seems like during the COVID time we did.
Right.
I have a question that I've always wondered is because after the profiles, is it like a lot time consuming to do that profile thing and fill it all out? Just because I just picture if you're on two or three sites, do you just copy paste it? I mean,
I think that's what people do, and unfortunately, I don't put out much information.
Okay.
Some people will. You know, on their profile, they will list everything they're looking for in someone, everything they've been through.
Okay.
And I just feel I don't want to put it too much because the less someone really knows, In online dating is better. It's what do you want to let this person know about you?
Right, because you're letting a bunch more than one person know about.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, a friend has been on there, and she writes that her marital status is widowed. All she has is people that are scamming and trying to they think she's weak or that she's looking for someone. Or so you just have to be very cognizant.
Moving forward, as far as dating, do you see yourself enjoying it now that you're able to kind of be out there seeing people more and actually meeting the people and talking to them? And
yeah, I mean, I do. I feel that it's a good connection. So if you find the right people on there that have the same interests as you do, it should be an easier tool to meet up with these people based on those interests.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, this is kind of probably none of my business question, but have you ever did the 2 or 3 dates a day, like you have meeting for coffee?
Oh, goodness, no. Way too much effort.
No marathon dating.
Way too much effort. It's hard enough to get actually one that's actually going to be they actually meet and want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a tough situation. I mean, you have to, once they say they want to meet you, you get a little nervous and you get a little scared and you're like, do I really want to do this? Is this something I actually?
Yeah. Then you have to get ready and then.
And then you just have to go and meet somebody that you're just completely out of your comfort zone with.
Yeah.
I will say that this whole situation has made me way more confident in just being able to say when I've met someone and I know that there's nothing. I have literally, I have said.
Yeah. There's not chemistry.
You seem like a really great person, but I don't sense that we will go any farther than this or whatever.
Yeah, don't waste my time. I don't want to waste your time.
Exactly.
So as far as dating, are you going to stay on one website?
I think the best way to actually do it is so that you don't get overwhelmed and there's just too much going on. You need to commit to at least one site for at least a month. I mean, give it a month. Decide how, and maybe just like you said with the whole profile thing, maybe commit to doing one profile like you're serious. You know, and if that's what if that's how you want to go
if
about it.
If you're seriously wanting to do that.
Yeah. And just because otherwise you just get overwhelmed with too many things coming at you at the same time. Focus on one. What kind of people are you getting? If that's not the kind of people you want, get off that site and go to another site where it may match your criteria better. I mean, there are so many options out there that you really need to just Google and find out all of the choices and what each one offers, because they are completely different.
Because it could be a big time waster too.
It can, and it could be also be a money waster.
Yeah, expensive.
Because each one wants you to give a certain, to do a monthly fee to be able to read messages or to be able to see who liked you. Oh. So you really need to make sure. Actually, Plenty of Fish is not like that. It is, but I get messages and actually people, I can message back and forth with people and get likes from people interested in meeting me without paying. Mm-hmm. So that's an option where in Match, there is not that. If someone sends you a message, they will send you an email that you got a message, but the picture is blacked out or whatever. Okay. So I think with being a first-time person, maybe do something that doesn't cost as much.
Or
as long as a commitment. Some want you, to do 3 months. Well, that's just if you're not sure.
Yeah, if you hate it, and then
that's right, and then you're on there.
Right. Yeah.
But my word of advice is, if you decide you're not interested, to either pause your profile or delete your profile. Mm-hmm. No reason to keep it up there and active if you're just truly not interested.
Yeah. That's good to know.
It's just a waste of energy in your brain.
Yeah.
And then the feedback that we have heard is, depending on what region or even what city you're in, some sites are better than others.
Absolutely. Absolutely, depending on what part of the country. It's more or less which are popular in your neck of the woods whatever.
And you have to do your investigating, like you said.
Yes.
And then isn't there, what's the one where you can be in a different city and you think you're talking to somebody in your city, but you're really talking to somebody in that city. That, like, let's say I would travel somewhere for work, and I was talking, this person was here, like there, you know, like at, in Boise, but I was travel, but then I found out I was actually talking to somebody there.
I think that's Bumble. So
is that
the,
what, oh, so then oh, is that oh, what Bumble okay, is?
Okay. Well, I think that that's what the feedback was from that one, okay, was that it's GPS location specific to where
so if you think
you
you're
are.
Okay, so if you think you're talking to somebody and you're on vacation somewhere.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, which would
but
be.
Which would make sense, though. If you're on vacation somewhere, you're wanting to meet somebody.
Yeah,
on
you
your
may
vacation.
Want, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah, that totally, yeah. But if you don't know that, you're like, what?
What, right? Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'm just down the road. Come meet me.
I'll tell you, the one thing I've learned through it all is be smart, be diligent, and...
And have fun,
and,
though.
But, and yeah, go with your gut.
Yeah, go with your gut for sure.
Intuition is going, I mean, your gut instinct is going to be 100% more than accurate on these sites. If you feel something, it's going to be the right feeling.
And I think be honest. So be who you are. Use current photos. Don't overuse selfies. That could look a little desperate.
Yes.
Don't
make all the selfies of you doing activities. Like for your skiing or you're doing this. I mean, let's be, you know, how you put what you like to do in your things. And it's great to have one picture of you doing what you like to do. But if you only post pictures of you being active and you doing this or that, it just isn't the real you. And try to make it as real as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. No surprises.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. Be who you are. And, you know, I think that both people will be way less disappointed when you do meet that person. You know, there's no surprises. It doesn't feel awkward. You're like, oh, that you don't look like your picture.
Right. That's that catfish thing.
Catfishing.
Catfishing. Yeah.
That is very common.
Yes.
People so that's, watch out for that.
Yes. Yeah. Just be diligent. Go with your gut. But also go with your gut, but go with your mind as well. I mean, your mind's going to tell you if something doesn't seem right. Yeah. And more than likely, if you don't feel that it's right, it's not right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when it comes to online dating.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't hesitate to ask questions.
And if somebody's answer, yes. If it, yeah, it's just basically if what you ask doesn't, the answer doesn't feel right, move on and don't waste time.
Yeah. Don't waste your time. Exactly.
There's too many fish in the sea.
Plenty of fish.
Yes.
Well, I am so happy that you came and talked to us today, and I know we were going to have you back again hopefully in a few months to hear now that the online dating has changed so much from COVID. We want to kind of, you know, be able to talk about it again in a few months. So,
well, I hope I have lots to tell.
So do we.
Yeah, it's so nice that people are getting out about again. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's changing the whole dynamic of it, though, actually.
Which is great. Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah, we're kind of tired of being cooped up a bit, I think. Everyone's ready to get out.
Ready to hear music and be out and be in, 100%.
And actually, like, hold somebody's hand or, you know, kiss somebody or, like, you know, or just whatever. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that physical contact is gigantic.
So yes.
It's
very healing at this time. You know, I think that's what...
It was necessary... Online dating was a necessity, really, during COVID.
Yeah.
Because it let you have some interactions with people.
With people, yeah.
That you... were lacking at the time, because but this being out of COVID has now let us now take those relationships that we've met or new ones and actually go out and do some of the things we've been talking about doing or wishing we could do.
So don't be scared, feel free to get out there. You know, there's still some very you know, social distancing things we can do. You can go for a bike ride, you can still go to the park, maybe not to meet them for the first time, but you know, you can just do a bike ride. But you know, there's things you can do. Go, you know, grab coffee somewhere, and if you feel safe in a public place like that, then go for a walk in the park.
Right
Like, do it baby steps, baby.
Yes,
exactly.
You need to be safe and comfortable is the number
safety
one thing.
First.
Yeah,
but don't be afraid to get out there and start exploring, get back out, start dating, stay active, and stay healthy.
That's good words of advice.